What's up, fellow human beings? Welcome to Peace of Mind. I am your host, Mackenzie Lewis, here to bring you a piece of my mind. This is a safe place where we can talk about spirit, spirit guides, life, sexuality, reality, and life in other realms. So sit back, relax, grab a joint, get comfy, and let's get real. Hello, beautiful human beings, and welcome to Peace of Mind. I'm currently sitting on this beautiful Sunday afternoon at this point, but it's just really nice to be under a tree. My aunt told me to come sit under a tree, and sometimes when you sit under a tree, man, everything you need and all the answers you need are sitting right the fuck in front of you. This week has been interesting, as most weeks are always. Felt a real need and sense to... I've caught myself falling into old habits, but I feel that these are old habits that I kind of pushed away and like haven't gotten into in a minute, and they wanted to come back to prove something. I'm still in the process of figuring out what they want to prove and why they want to prove it to me, but we're finding comfort in the don't knows and the things that we just can't simply understand. And there's a big sense of dealing with emotions right now and being honest with ourselves, which I definitely talked about last episode. But there is something new coming, and it's definitely involving this new fucking moon. If you guys haven't heard, this new moon is giving a lion's portal. Which is actually, I want to read a little bit to you guys because this shit is mad cool. I did some studying on it. It's actually really dope. So basically our spiritual sun signs are being connected with the actual sun that is taking place. This happens, I guess, every August 8th. Super dope. So it definitely means times for all kinds of fucking manifestations. We're manifesting serious business, writing it down, looking at it, seeing at it, being about it, speaking that shit. It's super awesome. It's also a Leo new moon. So if you guys haven't been feeling any of this damn fire about this moon, it's real, it's passionate, it has a big heart. So it says, the new Leo moon will bring us closer to attaining our innermost visions, but an ancient mystical portal will be unlocked in the universe that will help our intentions take flight. There is also something super awesome. It says, it marks the time that the star Sirius, the brightest blue star in the sky, which is known as the spiritual sun and has a long history of astronomical significance among groups including ancient Egyptians and the tribes of Africa, rises and becomes visible in the sky. This time of the year is also known as when the sun is in its home in Leo, the sign of the lion. So that is why it's called the lion's portal. Seriously, guys, this is the time to manifest, to be real about our emotions, to be honest with ourselves about what we want and where we want to take ourselves. And really don't play with this shit, because I'm not playing with it. Be honest, the universe and the stars, we're all fucking connected. And if they're giving us an outlet, if they're telling us that this is a time to speak things into existence, it's fucking time. Be honest with yourself. Be honest where you want to go. Your dreams are always capable of being achieved. So really trust yourself. Be serious about these manifestations. Write them down. Put them on your mirrors. Put them in your journals. Put them in your face. Tattoo them on your body. It's time to get real with these manifestations. I don't know. It feels exciting. It feels exciting. I've been healing a lot and learning a lot and understanding who I am. But it's definitely time to get real and get honest and get down to the nitty-gritty. We have new things coming. We have awesome things coming ahead of us. We're just going with the waves of life. But for right now, we're going to enjoy being under this fucking tree and just be present for the sun on our skin. Wherever you're at in this moment, just be thankful. Shout your gratitude to the universe. There's a lot in the moment that you're in right now. There's a lot that could be given and understood from whatever the fuck I have to say. But yeah, you know, I've kind of been falling into old habits of not trusting myself. It's also that balance of following heart and following mind that kind of takes place, which I haven't had in a very long time, because I always move with my mind. My heart is big and it's a lever, but my mind usually takes front and center. But my heart has just been pumping and causing things to get a little mixed up, and I need some balance in my life. I need some balance. Allowing for the heart and the mind to play on the same team is important. It's important. And I don't know. I also kind of even realized my anxiety kind of coming up front heavily again and allowing me to be so jittery and emotional and like frantic. I feel like whenever I am addressed with conflict, like my anxiety decides to take like the front lead, and it causes me to be so destructive to myself. And I think sometimes, and I'm pretty sure, I mean, we all have anxiety, and I'm not saying everyone, but a great amount of us have anxiety. We don't like to admit we have anxiety, but then we have conversations, we're like, oh yeah, I definitely felt that same way. It just comes also from a lot of generations of people not acknowledging mental illness and things like that. And when you're honest with yourself about that, then, you know, you can really take yourself and give yourself what you need. But I always talk shit about anxiety because fuck that bitch. Has a lot of control on what we do and the way we move, and when we get frantic about making choices. And it makes me think of the healing mantra card that I have, that when I hesitate it's a no, but when I'm sure about it, it is a yes. And really trusting that, trusting our intuition, using our third eyes, being open, being awoken. When I go through talking about chakras with people, and I go through a grounding meditation, I always talk about trusting your spiritual perspective. You know what's best for you. And I mean, life is all through the challenges, choices. And so crazy, my little cousin actually was educating the fuck out of me. I love when people who are younger than me drop some knowledge. I'm like, well, damn, you're fucking right, you know? We all have come from different walks of life. Our souls are in all different ages. Human age doesn't fucking count. But she was telling me that sometimes in life we just have to make choices. And the choices have to be driven by our heart, mind, and soul. And whatever our soul feels is right, we jump towards it. And if we fail at that, we can't be disappointed in ourselves, because what we did do is move with our heart and move with our mind and move with our soul. And you can't be disappointed in yourself when you do those things. Not everything's going to go the way you want. If things don't go the way you want, all you got to do is try something else. There's the biggest freaking beetle next to me, and I'm trying to be bug nice because, you know, earth and shit. But damn, bro, he is like circling me. I felt a little rough. Sorry. Back to the point. That's on nature. Just being honest and genuine with our choices that we make in life. And the sole purpose is happiness. We just want to be happy. We want to be happy in our space, happy in our moment. It makes me think about, damn, there's just life happening around me. I have to actually acknowledge that. It makes me think of Tammy, just acknowledging outer sounds and outer beings and things you can't control, and just being peaceful in ourselves. Everything around you is happening for a reason. Just as you're happening around them for a reason. But yeah, there is just a very serious message about knowing that everybody's success looks different, everybody's peace looks different, everybody's path looks different. And you know, I got this card. I want to read it to you guys. So it's a spiral tarot deck, which it's funny because I pulled this before I came to y'all. And it was one of those, it's like the little like word card before at the beginning of the deck. And I was like, oh, they like fluked me, and they were like, nah, read that shit. So I'm going to read it to y'all so you can hear what I have to say. Or at least understand what it said to me. It says, or feel what it said to me. Anyway, the Spiral Tarot deck is dedicated to my Celtic grandmother, who used to read playing cards. When I was a child, it was she who guided me through a perilous journey. She instilled in me the philosophy that life is like that ancient symbol, the spiral. Each phase of life has a change, runs its course, and comes to an end before moving to the next cycle. The ultimate aspiration is to be like the tarot fool, not allowing past experience to hold us back, but embracing the new cycle with open heart and mind, each time with a little more wisdom. Yeah, I hope you guys felt what I felt when I read this, because embracing the new cycle with open heart and mind, each time with a little more wisdom. Understanding that not everything is forever. Understanding that some things have to come to an end, but we have to be appreciative for what that did to our lives and what it brought to us, is essential, more than anything. And I think once you find that peace with knowing that not everything is eternal, you live a little easier. You come to peace with a lot more things. And you know that that moment, that ending, had to happen for you to open anew. And so with this new moon and all this new beauty coming, I want you guys to be honest with yourself about the things that closed and befriend that pain for a minute, but then receive elation, be happy, be present, be full, and know that you're there for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. You know, sometimes or like, when everything's good, you're like, oh, everything's happened for a reason, it's so good. But when shit's falling, you don't be saying everything happens for a reason. But sometimes you gotta trust that there is a divine path that we're living on. There's a divine journey that we all internally have. And sometimes some people are supposed to be in it for a little bit, and that's okay. Some things and places are supposed to be in it for a little bit, and that's okay. Because it made you who you are in that moment. And it gave you the wisdom and guidance and strength that you needed to get to your next phase. So trust that, believe in that, and use that as a tool. Use all of the things and love and things and magic and heart and growth that you gained from whatever the fuck you were doing. And let that be your base for what is to come and what you want to achieve. We all have a purpose on this planet. There's a lot to overcome and there's a lot to understand. But keep your feet in the soil and keep your head up to the stars. Dream big and do what feels right. Trust your heart, mind, body, and soul. And also, remind yourself that you are the only person who knows what's best for you. Sometimes we get really involved in asking other humans about what they think we should do with their life, our lives. But do we ever, you know, ask ourselves those questions? I have a problem with that, and I think that's where I was having a moment where I wasn't really trusting myself. But you gotta trust yourself, and you gotta separate yourself from everyone and take a moment with yourself to really figure out what you want, what's best for you, without the opinions and thoughts and bullshit of everybody else. Take a moment to figure out what's best for you. And on that note, I'm gonna leave y'all with some love. Manifest the fuck out of anything you guys want. Be real with yourselves. Be honest with your heart. Trust your soul. Trust your guidance. That internal guidance, that higher self, has all the answers you need, baby girl. But I'm gonna leave y'all with some Lauryn Hill, cause you know, this is the real poetry out here. Also, if y'all didn't know, Lauryn is a Gemini, which makes so much sense why the fuck every word she says makes me fucking sob and is connected to my whole fucking soul, mind, and body, and all my bullshit. So. Let me drop some little Lauryn on y'all. It says, what you want might make you cry. What you need might pass you by. If you don't catch it. What you need, ironically, would turn around what you want to be if you just let it. If y'all just let it. I hope all of this is soaking in the way it is for me. And if not, then damn, you know? But usually we're all on the same page because we're all living on this damn planet. We're all trying to be humans. We're all trying to be happy. And thank God we're in this shit together, because it would be scary if we weren't. I love y'all. Take care of yourself. Manifest tonight. Enjoy this new moon and open up this new phase in life. Be real with yourself. Be honest with yourself. There is so much good when you allow yourself to look inside. I love y'all. Be peaceful. And I'll see y'all later. Thank you guys so much for joining in on this week's episode. If you love what you heard, please follow along with me on this journey. Remember that the light is always with you and within you. Speak your manifestations aloud. Dedicate some time for yourself today. And remember, you are only human. Peace.